Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. And they are hooking people up with holiday loans for this holiday season and gift giving. For more details, you can check out pvcu.com. And you could even get $1,000 if you qualify.
Well, all right, this is really cool. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton going to be celebrating Thanksgiving this year in Oklahoma. Of course, it's become a tradition for them. Mm-hmm. It says, we all fly out there, like all 30 of us, because Blake apparently has a bed and breakfast hotel there, so they all just stay there. She says, we all have fun, we all cook together, it's fun, and they were asked what they were eating. Gwen joked, but I don't know if it's true or not. She said, we're probably going to be doing a Cheetos turkey. I don't know why you would joke about that.
Whoa, is that like a Cheetos put together that looks like a turkey?
No, you haven't seen these?
No.
Oh my gosh, it's a turkey, but you use like Cheetos as a rub.
Why haven't I heard about this?
I don't know.
I'm like the number one Cheeto fan.
I know, I'm surprised you missed it. I'll make one for you. But also people were asking about whether they were going to be getting married soon. Is Blake finally going to propose? Well, according to a voice contestant, they were talking to Entertainment Tonight. They said, let me tell you something, it's coming. They had a moment. We were backstage getting ready and she was getting her makeup done and he stopped and it was like so much going on. Nobody saw it but me. So I don't know. She said it's going to happen. Don't know how true that source is, but we'll find out. Really cool news. Cyndi Lauper going to be honored for her work helping the LGBTQ+ community. She's going to receive the first ever High Note Global Prize presented by the United Nations Human Rights and the High Note Global Initiative. She's being recognized for efforts to prevent homelessness with her True Colors United group. So according to Rolling Stone, Kesha is going to present her with the honor and during her Home for the Holidays benefit. So that's really cool to hear about her.
So sweet. When we talked with her, too, she stopped by the Basketball Hall of Fame one or two times with her son.
That's right.
On the way to college.
She would drive by here all the time very nicely.
Yeah, she's very sweet.
Longtime friends, Rod Stewart and Elton John, apparently had a falling out. So I guess apparently for decades they've been kind of making fun of each other. But Rod Stewart,
even before social media?
I guess so. Rod Stewart said his latest joke was not taken well. NME was talking to him in an interview, and he said that he and Elton John were not talking at the moment thanks to a recent spat. It all started back in March when he made fun of Elton's multiple farewell tours. And he said the most recent tour, Rod Stewart said, it stinks of selling tickets. But he says that Elton has been ghosting him ever since he said that.
But it is true. Some of these artists say they were retiring.
Right.
Come back for another tour.
I mean, he was just making a joke saying it was a money grabber. But I guess Elton didn't really appreciate that. So I don't know. He said, I emailed him and didn't hear anything back. So hopefully their friendship gets mended. And finally, Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra have a new member in the family. She surprised him with a new puppy. They've got Gino. She came home with the surprise one morning. They posted it on Instagram with a video and said, please meet our new pup. And, of course, the pup already has an Instagram account. So meet our new pup at Gino the German.
Right. Is that legal?
Is that against
their terms?
I don't know. Huh. The age limit?
Yeah, I don't know. Puppies.
I don't know. But if you click on it, there's also just pictures of Nick Jonas and the puppy as well. So congratulations to them on their new puppy. And that is your Dirt at 640. Oh. We'll fresh dirt in an hour at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
7:40 with the Kellogg crew, Chris and Lopez here. Dina's got the morning off this morning, and now time for Dirt. Lopez has got us covered, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get holiday loans. They've got them available for $1,000. See if you qualify. And for all the details, you can visit pvcu.org. All right, so what's up, Lopez?
All right, Camila Cabello confessed a shocking secret. She was talking to BBC One Radio's Breakfast with Greg James, and she said she stole a pencil from Kensington Palace on a day.
Huh.
Apparently, she got ratted out by someone there, and so she said, "So I'm sorry, I still have it. I'm sorry, William. I'm sorry, Kate. I honestly couldn't sleep last night. I had to get it off my chest." Mm. So she hid it in her mom's purse when someone tried to rat her out.
At least make it like you needed it for a second, and you forgot, you know, when you borrow somebody's pen.
Well, it's okay. Kensington Royal Twitter account shared the story and just put some those shifty eyes emojis looking at it. So I think they're okay with it. We had talked to you before about the paparazzi getting pictures and video of Justin Timberlake holding hands with his Palmer co-star Alicia Wainwright in New Orleans. Well, insiders insist it was completely innocent, saying Justin feels really bad about it.
It's not innocent.
People are telling E! News that Justin and his wife are downplaying everything, trying to laugh it off as nothing. Though they say it was definitely inappropriate. And it was something that would make any wife uncomfortable. But they also said Justin just had too much to drink, got carried away, but their marriage will survive.
The hand on the leg was there a little too long. Well, penalty flag went up.
So I guess we'll see if there's Justin. Any more official word from them. Uh-oh. But that's what we hear so far. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth's divorce got pretty messy. And now that they've had a chance to cool off a bit, they are going to get back together to clean it all up. So, you may recall, Liam filed for divorce back in August, and at the time, The Blast reported they were hoping to settle things by Halloween. Still hasn't happened yet, but there's been a lot of drama because of everything that happened with Miley afterwards, going into the setting, the media spiraling with pictures of her with Caitlin Carter, and then after that with Cody Simpson. But now our source is telling Radar Online that Miley and Liam are planning on meeting up to hash out the divorce, possibly with a mediator, before everything gets too out of hand. And finally, if you plan on skydiving, take it from Tom Hanks. Do not eat a breakfast burrito beforehand. He was on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, and he says that he got roped into skydiving by his son. And he said that the consequences of eating said burrito before jumping out of the plane while attached to another human being never occurred to him. The instructor pulled the chute and started turning them around. And he says, I begged her. I was like a rag doll hanging from the harness. Like, please stop. Please stop. Stop. We landed. And he said, I had to sit there for about 7 minutes waiting for my stomach to calm down.
Oh, wow. The thing is, you got to eat the burrito on the way down.
Oh, okay.
When you're actually skydiving.
Yeah, it's
got its own little parachute. You grab it on the way down.
Yeah.
That would make me feel more comfortable about falling, plummeting to Earth.
With a burrito in your hand.
Exactly. It's the only way I would go.
I could see that. Yeah. Well, mate, you could try that next. Let us know how it goes out. And that is your dirt at 740. Well, fresh dirt in an hour at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
It's 840 with the Kellogg Crew. Chris and Lopez here. Dina's got the morning off, and Lopez in with dirt, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you need some help for the holiday spending season, $1,000 holiday loans are available at Pioneer Valley Credit Union. For more details and to see if you qualify, you can check out pvcu.org. All right, so what's going on, Lopez?
Okay, so Tom Hanks, you may remember when he was a clue on or an answer on Jeopardy. There was a clip of him in the new movie.
And no one got his name or
right.
Something.
No one got his name when he was Mr.
Wow.
Rogers in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. No one could fit. Like, who's this actor? No one knew who it was.
Like super smart on
so
Jeopardy.
He hadn't seen it. Jimmy Kimmel, he was on Jimmy Kimmel, and he showed him the Jeopardy clip. And Tom Hanks, he took it in stride. He said, you are kidding me. They didn't even have a wrong suggestion. He was afraid they didn't guess anything.
Yeah.
And he continued joking. He said, what was the name of that category? Washed up career choices for 800. Bad casting for 1,000, Alex. So Jimmy Kimmel said something nice. He said, I think it's that you inhabited the character so beautifully, they were absorbed instantaneously.
I think it would be funny, too. It's like, boop, boop, boop. Who is Forrest Gump?
That would have worked, too.
That's the real name of
probably,
that actor.
He would have been happy with that,
on
I
that
think.
Movie.
He would have been much happier with that. Well, we got some news. The Star is ringing in the 2020 year, and Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest have been revealed by ET Online. We got Lucy Hale, Billy Porter, Ciara is going to be co-hosting with Ryan Seacrest. They said, as we ring in the new decade and my 15th year hosting this show, I'm so excited to welcome the talented Lucy Hale. It's going to be a powerhouse with Billy and Ciara, and they're going to be doing it together hosting on New Year's. There is no substitute for J-Lo in her famous green Grammy gown, although Fashion Nova is trying to knock it off. That's according to Versace, who is suing the company with what they call a straight-up rip-off. TMZ reports that Versace has filed suit over several of their designs at Fashion Nova, but most notably Jennifer's jungle print gown from the 2000 Grammy Awards. He says that they do the fast fashion movement, which is a nice way of saying they copy the outfits, which launched the site in 2013. But this is not the first time Fashion Nova has been in this hot water with this. They've already been sued at least 8 times for this, including one from Adidas as well. So they just seem to be stealing famous things that you see on the runway and making cheaper versions of it. And Channing Tatum says his divorce has been tough when it comes to figuring out how to co-parent, so he's asking the family law judge to set some ground rules on which parent gets the kids and when. TMZ says he's filed legal documents asking the judge to create a schedule for various holidays like Thanksgiving, winter break, birthdays, Mother's Day, Father's Day, and he also wants to have consistent FaceTiming with the daughter, Everly. So he and his ex-wife, of course, have busy lives, and they say due to our constantly changing work schedules, we have conflict over adjustments of our schedules, but we want to have equal time with our daughter. So we'll see what happens with that. Hopefully, you know, she gets loved on both sides and has time with both of them. And that is your Dirt at 840. We'll have everything up online at dinasdirt.com and the podcast as well with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.